A few weeks ago, I was referred to another business owner as a potential referral source, and we agreed to meet for coffee. As we were talking, her cell phone rang. She looked at the phone and said, "Oh, it's my sister, probably calling me to talk about the family get-together." She answered the phone and, sure enough, started talking to her sister about the family gathering. She continued on about, well, really nothing, while I sat there feeling awkward and unimportant. The surprising thing is this woman is a talented, bright person. She's not alone. Many intelligent, usually professional people are taking calls or checking email in meetings, public places, and other inappropriate locations. And despite admitting we sometimes take calls at inopportune times, the majority of us dislike it when others do it. July is National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. If you feel cell phone rudeness needs to end, join me in sharing the following tips for better cell phone etiquette. Be present. When you are with others, whether it's a lunch date with a friend, in the checkout line at the store, attending a presentation, or meeting with coworkers, be fully present. Silence your phone and avoid checking email on your PDA. It is such a gift to give someone our full attention. Inform your companion. If the business owner I had met with explained to me that her sister was in the hospital getting a kidney transplant and she might need to take a call, I would have been fine with her doing so. If you are expecting an important call, let your companions know. If the call comes in, excuse yourself and take it away from the group. Resist temptation. If I have my phone in front of me and I see it light up with a new email, it's hard to resist picking it up. To avoid the temptation, make a habit of turning the ringer off and putting your phone in your purse or pocket rather than keeping it in front of you when meeting with others. Watch your volume. For some reason, we think we need to yell into our phones to be heard, making everyone around us uncomfortable. In fact, when I asked people what they felt the biggest etiquette problem is today, the majority mentioned rude cell phone use, and many stated cell yell. There is no need to talk loudly. Talk in a normal volume or softer when you are on the phone. Watch your emotions. If you are angry or upset, make sure you are in a private place so that you can talk without alienating those around you. Better yet, put the phone away and wait until you are calm to make the call. Be aware of your surroundings. Before I knew better, I called a friend while on the bus. She had been trying to get a hold of me for a while, and this was my first free moment to talk. She shared with me that she had been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Needless to say, as I asked questions and tried to console her, I felt extremely uncomfortable having everyone on the bus hear a very personal conversation. Think about who might hear your conversation and avoid talking in public places. Silence it. There are many places where cell phones and beepers are not permitted. When you walk into a performance, movie theater, restaurant, courtroom, etc., silence your phone. About a year ago, someone attending a Broadway play starring Hugh Jackman didn't silence his phone. As Mr. Jackman was giving his monologue, the phone rang. The cell phone owner ignored it and let the phone continue to ring. Staying in character, Mr. Jackman asked if the offender was going to answer the phone. The audience member didn't silence the phone. Even worse, a few minutes later, the phone went off again, interrupting the play a second time. This never should have happened. Text it. If you need to communicate something in a public place, send a text message instead. However, avoid doing this if you're meeting with someone. It's not that important. Remember the days when no one had voicemail, let alone a cell phone, when people had to call back to reach you? I would hazard to guess that nothing horrible happened because you were unreachable for an hour or two. Despite our 24/7 world, I encourage you to remember that most of the time, whatever someone is calling or texting about is really not that important. I think we'd all be a little calmer, happier, and more at peace if we took the time to enjoy what we're doing without interruption. Happy National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.